The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, actually, it's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, but we kind of missed Tuesday yesterday. And I couldn't go a whole week without talking with Congressman William Timmons, so we moved Tuesday to Wednesday. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm great. And it is an important Wednesday in Washington. So today is impeachment, and I think it's appropriate that we move Tuesdays with Timmons to Wednesday this week.
I agree wholeheartedly, Congressman. So give us a rundown. What time do you think you guys will be voting today?
Well, let me first back up. This week has been the most productive week. Yesterday, we voted on a $1.3 trillion appropriation package, 2,300 pages. They gave it to us Sunday late evening or Monday late evening. We voted on it Tuesday. So that was yesterday. Today we're voting on impeachment, and tomorrow we're voting on the new NAFTA, the trade deal the president negotiated, USMCA. So this is a jam-packed week. As for impeachment today, the first votes will be around 9:15. There will be a number of procedural votes in the morning, and then there'll be 5.5 or 6 hours of debate, and we will be voting on the actual articles probably 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock this evening.
So the 5 or 6 hours of debate this afternoon, that's on both articles, or do you take them separately?
My understanding is it is on both.
Okay. Yep. And I don't guess there's no chance that there's no chance that they would possibly fail. Now, I've been reading overnight that there's a few moderate Democrats are saying, well, I'm going to vote on one but not vote on the other. But I think we can expect at least one of them will pass, right?
I believe so, Joey. And, you know, I was actually talking to a number of my colleagues across the aisle yesterday, and we disagree on the abuse of power. And an argument, I see how they can make an argument, but there's no argument on obstruction of Congress. It's just the most ridiculous thing ever. The checks and balances, the separation of powers designed in our form of government do not allow Congress to determine whether the executive branch is obstructing Congress. It's the job for the courts, but they don't want to go through the appeals process in the courts. They want to jump the gun. So it's just not appropriate, and history will hold them accountable.
Yep. So do you predict that maybe that one will not pass?
I think that they will both pass. I think that there's a number of Democrats that are going to be voting for the abuse of power impeachment article and not vote for the obstruction of justice. So, you know, I would say there's an 18-vote margin that we would have to overcome, and I was very surprised at the number of Democrats that will be voting for both of them. I do think that there was a good bit of pressure. You got to think these people are in districts that Trump won. There's 31 of those, and I don't know if most people realize it, but the Democratic Congressional Committee, they spend millions and millions of dollars in independent expenditures to try to help these people maintain their seats.
Sure.
And I have a feeling that money does not come without strings attached.
Yeah. Well, I understand that from the lower part of the state, yesterday, Joe Cunningham announced that he would be voting on the impeachment, in favor of the impeachment articles. There's some question as to whether or not he may or may not, but it sounds like he's going to follow Nancy Pelosi's lead.
Perhaps the only thing more surprising than that he will be voting for the articles of impeachment is that he questioned the oath that the other members took that are not voting with him. And I took issue with that. I actually brought it up to him yesterday. I take oaths very seriously. And for anyone to allege that I am violating the oath that I took, whether it's in the South Carolina Air National Guard or as a member of Congress, I don't think that that's appropriate. And I, in a very kind and respectful way, told him that.
Sure. Yep. With me this morning, Congressman William Timmons. We're doing Tuesday with Timmons on Wednesday. this week. We just couldn't miss it. So and today it's a very, very important. We're getting a little preview of what to expect as the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote on the articles of impeachment later today. Now, it's also my understanding, Congressman, that once these articles of impeachment are approved, you also have to have a separate vote to then send the articles to the Senate. Is that right?
That is correct. So once the articles pass, there's a resolution that will determine what who is representing the prosecution, the Democrats, on the floor of the Senate for the trial. And so that could be determined very quickly. It could be delayed. I think that the speaker will not delay it substantially. I would imagine we will vote on it today or tomorrow at the latest, because if we don't vote on it tomorrow and we leave, we will not be back until January 6th or 7th. So yep. I think it'll happen today or tomorrow.
All right. So looking for probably a late afternoon vote on this. Yesterday you mentioned that you approved this $1.4 trillion federal spending bill. Any surprises in that?
Well, first, I didn't approve it. We approved it. I voted no.
Well, let's clarify that. The U.S. House of Representatives did, not William Timmons.
yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I would just say the manner in which it was conducted, while not surprising, was just kind of bizarre. I mean, we didn't get any of the language until 4:45 on Monday afternoon. And even after that, they added an additional substantial amounts of legislation into it that night. So yeah. So there's all these riders and tax extenders and things that have been in the hopper for a while, but they just tossed it in there because they knew that these things were going to get voted through, because we had to keep the government open. And it's just a really bad process. And yeah. I'm going to do everything I can to try to help reform that process. The modernization of Congress, the select committee that I'm on, we will be spending a lot of time this next year focusing on how we can reform the budget process, the appropriations process, how we can reform the legislative process to not find ourselves scrambling to try to read 2,300 pages in a couple of hours, which, by the way, they don't want us to read it. So,
oh yeah, that's part of the strategy. I mean, how many pages was it? Do you know offhand?
It was 2,312 pages.
Wow, and you couldn't read that overnight, Congressman?
We tried, but you know, it's funny. I had a little bit of a discussion with some of my team in D.C., and they were like, that's a waste of paper. I was like, but I want to print it out. And we went back and forth, and that's the system we have right now.
So you killed a few trees by printing it out, huh?
Well, we joked on the floor. You know, everyone wanted to print it out, and we were like, why don't we just print out one copy, and we can pass that one copy around.
Yes. Congressman William Timmons, always good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in on Wednesday, even though it's Tuesday with Timmons on Wednesday. Any day with William Timmons is a good day. So thank you for checking in with us, Congressman.
Hey, Joey, great to be with you. This is a historic day. It's not good history. It's bad history, but it is historic nonetheless. So.
Yes.
I just want to reaffirm with all your listeners that the president's not going to be removed from office. The Senate will conduct an impartial and fair trial, and he will continue serving the remainder of his term. And listen, the way things are going with USMCA passing and China trade war kind of coming to a close, I feel very confident about the economy, and I think this is going to be a good next term for President Trump.
Yeah. Congressman, just make it through this week. Come home, get some rest over Christmas, and you can hit 2020 running. Merry Christmas to you, and hope we'll see you in the district some over the holidays.
Merry Christmas, Joey. Thanks for letting me come in.
Yeah, all right. Sure thing. Appreciate hearing from you. 877-235-9405.